South African President Jacob Zuma today put fighting poverty at the top of his priorities during his first State of the Nation address. He pledged to create 500,000 jobs before the year's end, despite the global economic downturn. But the editor of South Africa's Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross, Gunther Simmermaker, says dealing with poverty in the country could be an uphill struggle.
Even within his own cabinet and within the alliance that he is leading, there are two quite contrary forces that will seek to influence a policy, and how exactly those two contrary forces, those who are subscribing to a liberal democratic system of economics and those who are socialist, how exactly they are going to find a common ground that in the end will serve the poor. That's going to be the big question. Of course, there are concrete ways in which the government is proposing to help the poor. The reordering, restructuring of the health system is certainly one way. Of course, there's always a danger that a restructuring of the health system is going to collapse the whole thing. So it has to be done very wisely, and it has to involve a lot of consultation, and it is not clear that this is what is going to happen.